If you've ever overturned a rock at low tide and seen all the tiny crabs underneath it, you know the joys of beachcombing in Puget Sound. But few people are as versed in the lesser-known critters there as Seattle naturalist Kelly Brenner. KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe got her feet wet at Seattle's Constellation Beach to meet Brenner and take a look around.
It's a very diverse beach. We have the rocky kind of jetty here. We've got the sand with the eelgrass beds. And then further down that way, you've got some more rocky structures that have little nooks and crannies that all the invertebrates love to hide in. This is a flatworm. You see it?
Oh, it's like...
It's moving, yeah.
Oh, it is moving.
Yeah.
Yes.
Look, it's now super long, and it was all squished up.
It's like a half an inch long now. It's extended itself, and it's like a light coral color with white edges, kind
mm-hmm.
of.
And they have two little goofy eyes. They look like comic book eyes. They don't really see, they just mostly see light. That's why it's moving now. It wants to go back where it's dark.
Ah.
The megafauna, like the sea stars, are the ones and the crabs. When you walk along the beach and hear the kids screaming, I found a crab! I found a sea star! Nobody screams, I found a nudibranch! Except for me. A nudibranch is a sea slug, and you think of the land slugs, which I like, but a lot of people think they're gross and slimy. But nudibranchs are gorgeous. They are tons of colors. Some of them are translucent. They're oranges, and some are black, some are pink, and they have cerata on their back, which are like little fingers, and they're just absolutely fascinating creatures, especially when they're in the water. When they're out, they're kind of like flattened pancakes, but when they're in the water, their gills come out. They completely transform to these gorgeous creatures that are just unlike anything else. There's a lot of us on Twitter and other places that feel like invertebrates don't get the attention that they deserve. When invertebrates are, what, 95% of all animal life? And what gets all the attention? The mammals, the birds, fish, everything with a backbone. And so we're always fighting Team Invertebrate for this grand injustice of invertebrates not getting the attention that they deserve.
Kelly Brenner is the author of the new book, Nature Obscura, A City's Hidden Natural World. She also is the co-founder of this weekend's online Invertifest. More details on our website, knkx.org. This is KNKX News.